On Monday, thousands of anti-abortion activists staged a protest near the U.S. Capitol and the Supreme Court, calling on lawmakers and justices to trim back abortion rights. Among them was the Reverend James Nesbitt from Missouri.
Lord, we bow very low here today, for we're a guilty nation. We've shed the innocent blood of 45 million children, Lord. And we know from your own word that their blood is crying from the ground. And our own actions have brought a curse upon our land.
President Bush offered his support for the anti-abortion effort by phone, telling the protesters that they are pursuing a noble cause.
This is a cause that appeals to the conscience of our citizens and is rooted in America's deepest principle. And history tells us that with such a cause, we will prevail.
Abortion rights supporters held a demonstration of their own on Sunday as they urged members of Congress to safeguard what they believe is a basic right for American women. Karen Pearl is the interim president of Planned Parenthood, an organization that supports abortion rights. She spoke on VOA's Talk to America program.
It is very important that people have that right to decide the most fundamental basic question, whether and when to become a parent, how big your family size should be, all of those questions that enabled women to have an equal place in our society, an equal place to enjoy all the liberties that this country affords.
Abortion was made legal by the 1973 Supreme Court decision known as Roe v. Wade. But in the years since, 34 states have passed laws requiring that parents either be notified or give consent before their underage daughters seek an abortion. This year's anniversary also comes as the Senate prepares to debate the Supreme Court nomination of Federal Appeals Judge Samuel Alito. During his confirmation hearings, Judge Alito said he would keep an open mind on abortion, despite comments he made 20 years ago that abortion is not protected by the U.S. Constitution. Public opinion polls continue to show a majority of Americans favor abortion rights, but surveys in recent years also indicate a growing number of Americans support some restrictions on abortion. Judge Alito was asked about public support for abortion during his Senate confirmation hearings.
The legitimacy of the court would be undermined in any case if the court made a decision based on its perception of public opinion. It should make its decisions based on the Constitution and the law. It should not sway in the wind of public opinion at any time.
Judge Alito appears on track to be confirmed in the Senate, where Republicans hold a majority. Carl Stern is a legal expert at George Washington University. He expects few Senate Democrats will support Judge Alito, at least in part because of his noncommittal stance on abortion.
The court has repeatedly reaffirmed the right and that expectations have grown up around it and so on. But he would go no further than to say that he would approach the issue with an open mind, and that won't quite satisfy his detractors.
Judge Alito was nominated by President Bush to replace retiring Justice Sandra Day O'Connor. Even if Judge Alito turns out to be an abortion opponent, there are still 5 votes on the 9-member court who generally support upholding the Roe v. Wade decision legalizing abortion rights. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.